Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we about to get some colder weather, maybe even rain on the way?
It might drop into the 50s later this week.
What?
I've got to ask you, what you've born and bred California, what is the coldest conditions you've ever been in?
Oh, here in California?
No, ever.
Oh, I probably like going up to Big Bear when it was snowing or something.
Yeah, we don't have a bad here.
No.
My son called me yesterday. He's got the day off school today.
Oh, okay.
I said, why? Because it's -3.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the high. Windshields -15 in Wisconsin. So when you just said we get some cold weather, we're talking about 50s here, maybe.
Okay, California cold, all right? Let me clarify. At what temperature do they go, okay, there's no school?
I think around between 10 and sort of 0. This is -2. This is record cold. They're telling everybody to stay in. Don't go outside, especially young kids, because you are subjected to the possibility of immediate frostbite.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I would stay in. Sorry. I'd be like, I can't come to work today because it's cold.
Like, can you think about that? And being in a place where you literally cannot go outside. Like, Wisconsin, where my son is, I looked this up, is as cold as Mars right now. Mars is an extremely cold planet, and one of the reasons we haven't inhabited it. Like, it's crazy to think about.
So, okay, I'm just trying to get in the mindset if we were to live in Wisconsin. Like, you know the cold weather is coming. Like, do you stock up for the week? Like, everybody goes to the grocery store because you know you're just going to be indoors.
Yeah, and I lived there for a while, and there's something. They know how to handle it. Like, they're not too fussed by it.
So oh, no, we'd be complaining about it 100%.
Like, in Wisconsin, if it's 15 to 30 degrees, I see people out in shorts.
No.
I do.
You're
I swear.
Exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. I swear on my life. Someone back me up right now that's been to the Midwest. They think between 15 and 30
when
degrees.
They're in shorts when it's 15 degrees.
Yep, I've seen it. They're snowmobiling. They're ice fishing. They don't care. They're used to it. But like -2 is a different level. They have to actually say to them, okay, you could die. Like, get it together.
Okay, now I'm all worried about my kids. And like, they got school canceled because we didn't have power last week. And poor little Ollie's worried that he's going to be walking out and turn into a popsicle. Maybe I am just a wimp in my California showing, because there's no way I would be walking around in shorts if it was 15 degrees outside.
It happens. I experienced it when I was in Wisconsin. If it gets to 15 to 30, they're out there in shorts playing football, Kelly.
I find that so hard to believe, but a lot of people backing you up. 909 says it's true. My son is actually born and raised here in Southern California, but his girlfriend lives in Pennsylvania. So after Christmas, they went back. He was going to the gym and to Starbucks wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and it was 8 degrees outside.
It's unbelievable. 909 here. Listen to this. Guy can back you up. I lived in Fairbanks, Alaska for 3 years, and when it was 0, we would wear shorts and just a sweatshirt because it was much better than, wait for it, -65.
How is that even a thing? How do you function?
I didn't even know the world got that cold, to be
honest. If it gets to 60 here in the office, I'm like, I can't type. My fingers hurt.
So right now in Milwaukee, I just looked where my son is. He's got the day off school. It's -6.
Okay, Jason, there's no way this is true, is it?
So I got your back on this, guy. I'm from Maine, and I'll wear shorts all the time, just like I do here when it's cold. I just got to bundle up top.
Okay, come on, seriously. In 15-degree weather, you're wearing shorts, Jason?
Yes, because I love shorts. I don't like wearing pants.
What a beast.
How hairy are your legs?
They're not.
There's no way you go 2 for 2. Greg in Paris, are you the same way when it gets cold?
Hey, I'm just calling the back guy up. I grew up in North Dakota.
Uh-huh.
And if it was 15 degrees, we were in shorts, no shirt, throwing football around.
Dude, thank you for saying that, because I thought I was imagining the whole thing. I lived in Wisconsin years ago. They do that. It's insane.
It's actually when you're used to 20, 30 below. When it gets above zero, you're fine.
What part animal are you? I got a sub.